Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that we are approaching what the Wall Street Journal calls America's Jacobin moment. What does that mean? The Jacobins were French revolutionaries who exceeded the speed limit, to say the least. They were responsible for murdering upwards of 25,000 people in the name of revolutionary purity. They also killed nuns because they wouldn't renounce their Catholicism. Yeah, Carmelite nuns, they did. And they absolutely went crazy to establish a new order for the ages that would honor liberty, equality, and fraternity. And one of the things they did, they renamed the months, because you couldn't have any of those old months, some of which had religious implications, some of which went bound to Roman times. They had a different calendar. The French Revolution, which initially inspired some of our founding fathers, like Jefferson, who's much in the news today, ended up setting up the guillotine, chopping off the head of the king and the queen, and then everybody else who didn't conform with the latest idea of political correctness. The Wall Street Journal writes, anger at the killing of George Floyd has spurred useful reflection about race and perhaps some important police reform. But the political and cultural forces have transformed in recent weeks into something far less healthy, a ferocious campaign of political conformity sweeping across American artistic, educational, business, and entertainment institutions. This coercive cultural turn threatens to devour what remains of America's civic comity. That means the ability of people to get along and push durable social progress on race and politics out of reach. We have made such enormous progress. And all you have to do is look back at some of those artifacts of the past that are just gone and are unthinkable today. And okay, I actually believe most of that had happened long before right now. If you look at the economics, if you look at the educational opportunities, this is not the same country that it was 50 years ago. It's not close. And that's why these demonstrations, where there could end up being, apparently the demonstrators are massed in Lafayette Park again today. They were there yesterday trying to take down Andrew Jackson. And the outrageousness of this and the failure of leading Democrats, yes, this includes you, Joe Biden, to say anything about it. Look, I think that Joe Biden could give a perfectly wonderful statement saying, I am, yes, in favor of what Nancy Pelosi did the other day, removing speakers of the House portraits when the speakers of the House who are honored by those portraits in the Capitol building are guys who went on to serve the Confederacy. One of them actually became Speaker of the House after he had served in the Confederate military. The other three had basically left our country and joined this extremely misguided new country that was based on the institution of slavery, and very distinctively and very affirmatively, at least in their view, their affirmations of slavery and its goodness and its rightness, and it's all shameful. Okay, fine. That doesn't involve getting rid of a Jackson statue in Lafayette Square. One other thing about Andrew Jackson is, and it's one of those things that I am sure that Trump admires about him, and I assume that Trump knows something about it. I hope he does. When John C. Calhoun, who was his vice president, he was, And not because Jackson had picked him, but because he was actually the sitting vice president, and he just ran for re-election at the time that Adams was the sitting president, was challenged by Jackson. Calhoun won the vice presidency two terms in a row. So he is there as vice president, encouraging South Carolina to secede. Encouraging South Carolina, his home state. He ultimately resigned, did John C. Calhoun, from the vice presidency. But Jackson stood up to him. And when they started talking about seceding, Jackson passed the force bill, which basically said, you try to secede, you try to break apart the United States, you attack this republic by breaking off from the United States, there'll be an army down there. And we're not going to let that happen. And that clear message avoided a civil war situation that could have occurred 30 years earlier than it did. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. Does Jackson get no credit for that? And the point about evaluating people from the past, every single figure from the past, okay, maybe not the religious figures that people could hold up, but every single political figure, every single artistic figure has flaws and embarrassments and difficulties. We all do. We're human beings. But the idea of basically trying to erase people's lives, their careers, their memories, because you disapprove of some of their actions or elements in their biography? The Wall Street Journal writes, the wave of resignations, firings, disavowals, and forced apologies at institutions large and small is moving so fast it's difficult to keep track. This month, editors in the New York Times and Philadelphia Inquirer lost their jobs after staff revolts over an op-ed and a headline, respectively. Now the editor of Philadelphia Magazine, Tom McGrath, is resigning after the staff made racial demands. Critics pointed to stories they disliked from 2013 and 2015. Economists have often been more resistant to ideological orthodoxy than other intellectuals. No longer. University of Chicago economist Harold Julig lost his contract with the Chicago Federal Reserve after tweets in which he argued that the Black Lives Matter movement just torpedoed itself with its full-fledged support of defund the police. Quote, that's the quote that he did that cost him his job. It's right now, by the way, he is in the majority. They just did a major poll. And yes, people are in favor of police reform. But they asked people, how many people are in favor of cutting funding for the police? Now, you'd think that, well, that would be lots of people, right? And no, it's 25%. 25% are in favor of lowering the amount of spending for the police. When it comes to specific reforms, 25% of Americans supported reducing funding for law enforcement. We do support body cameras. We do support clear use of force protocols and requiring officers to report instances of misuse of force. Absolutely. But see, all of this assumes that there is some kind of huge increase in police violence, particularly police violence against people of color, and that's not the case. Police violence has gone down very dramatically in the past 5 years. So what are we going through? Well, here's a sample. And this, it seems to me, gives you a flavor of where we are. And it involves video games as well. There is a video game that talks about a post-apocalypse future that apparently is the greatest artistic triumph Giant Seller will cover. The Last of Us and more coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You'll be pleased to know that you won't have to be triggered by Fortnite anymore. Fortnite, which of course is one of the world's most popular video games ever, has removed police cars from the game. Now, you may be thinking, as a Fortnite player. Wait a minute, wait. You can't play police cars. You don't get to drive or ride or do anything in police cars. That's true. The police cars served only as, quote, decorations, according to the company. They were never entities that players could interact with or ride. In other words, in Fortnite, it's another police-free paradise, right? No police cars, no policing. The developer of Fortnite, Epic Games, has come out with a statement, "Recent events are a heavy reminder of ongoing injustices in society. From the denial of basic human rights to the impact of racism, both overt and subtle, against people of color. Our team is eager to move Fortnite forward." Well, of course you are. "But we need to balance the Season 3 launch with time for the team to focus on themselves, their families, and their communities." NBC Universal is pulling 4 episodes of 30 Rock, which feature characters in blackface. That's after a request from series creators Tina Fey and Robert Carlock. Both of the Jimmys, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, have been attacked and apologized, and lavishly apologized for blackface routines. Jimmy Fallon did his on Saturday Night Live. Jimmy Kimmel did his on The Man Show, which he used to host. And I watched some of it, and you know what? I'm sorry, the Jimmy Kimmel doing Oprah is really disgusting. And it's really embarrassing. And it's painfully unfunny. He ought to apologize on that basis, in addition to, I think we have seen the last of blackface, and I think that's a good thing. I don't think that's right, we can ask Justin Trudeau, can ask Ralph Northam. And by the way, I believe, to the very best of my knowledge, certainly Jimmy Kimmel is a card-carrying lib. He also did Snoop Dogg in blackface. He did Karl Malone. The actual Karl Malone stuff was kind of funny. But still, this won't happen again. And that, I think, is a pretty good thing. All right, The Last of Us is the name of another wildly successful video game. Now, I do not have time in my life. Honestly, I don't. I try to do a lot, and I don't have time for video games. But I understand that game, which came out in 2013, the sequel is just out right now for The Last of Us. And the game sold more than 17 million units, and that's at $60 each. The new game is also $60, and the headline for the review in the New York Times says, "A dark game for a dark time. Set in a violent, tribal, pandemic-ravaged world, the eagerly awaited The Last of Us Part 2 will leave you damaged." Okay, yeah, I want to damage myself forever. Absolutely, I'm going out to buy this $60 game. Here is some of the audio from the previous game, which was such a smash hit. And in the game, the main protagonist murders a doctor and nurses in extraordinarily graphic, disgusting, horrific fashion. Saying to my wife, who I know is listening now, you may not want to hear this part, but this is what that game sounded like.
"What are you doing in here? This is our future. Think of all the lives we'll save. Don't come any closer. I mean it." Carrie, shut the hell up.
I want to die. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay, in a glowing review, Connor Daugherty writes, "At the climax of The Last of Us, a blockbuster 2013 video game that is superficially about a zombie fungus apocalypse, but is really about the lengths to which a parent will go to protect a child, You're forced to kill a doctor. The only way to move the story forward and reach an ending in which he says, I had already invested 14 emotionally debilitating hours, was to murder the pleading doctor while his colleague screamed, no, and called me an animal. The sequence helped establish The Last of Us as one of the most successful games in the medium's history, a high watermark of artistic achievement and commercial viability. The title sold more than 17 million copies. It won many Game of the Year awards and is being developed into an HBO series. That'll be terrific. What we need, another zombie apocalypse series. Now, 7 years later, a sequel is debuting under a staggering load of expectations. The Last of Us Part II went on sale on this last Friday, needing to meet critics' high standards and appeal to an audience broad enough to recoup hundreds of millions of dollars in production costs. If the game succeeds, it would help establish The Last of Us as an enduring, lucrative pop culture franchise. How wonderful. The punishingly bleak sequel kills off the original's main character and turns the secondary hero into a villain. It takes violence to a level that is uncomfortable, even by the standards of video games, and seemingly does everything in its power to make gamers feel terrible about the act of playing it. Okay, what is wrong with people? Why would you want to feel terrible? By the way, if somebody out there is playing The Last of Us right now, tell me why. Why would you spend $60 to feel terrible? The game story is about entrenched tribalism in a world undone by global pandemic. As you play the game, walking through empty spaces, scavenging for items that used to be commonplace, listening to characters describe the fall of society with a sense of loss, you feel emotionally in sync. Most of the early reviews from critics are awed. The Last of Us Part II carries a 95% rating on Metacritic with cautions like uncomfortable and misery. A misery simulator giving way to pronouncements like one of the best video games ever made. The Last of Us and its sequel belong to a gaming genre known as survival horror. You spend a lot of time sneaking through dark rooms with enemies lurking in the shadows, and suspenseful music thumps in your ears. Assailants pop out from corners. Zombies tear at faces and rip out necks. The action is startling and stressful, flushing the body with adrenaline. That's just what we need right now, right? The Last of Us? There's something deeply wrong. What is it? Let's try to get to that. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at a roundtable event with border security agents in Yuma, Arizona, says construction of the massive wall is going great.
We're on pace to complete 450 miles by the end of the year and 500 miles almost immediately thereafter. We may even have the 500 miles by the end of the year.
the president heading to Phoenix, where he will also be delivering remarks later this afternoon. A nation's top infectious disease expert is troubled by the coronavirus surges in a number of states.
We're now seeing a disturbing surge of infections that looks like it's a combination, but one of the things is an increase in community spread.
NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying before a Senate committee. Fauci says he's cautiously optimistic that a vaccine will be available by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
And you can join and get that 50% off with a commitment of all of, well, it's 15 cents a day. Go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. And join us as a medhead. It's a great opportunity. And you get 24/7 access to the show, commercial free, anytime in any way that you want it. New York Times writes admiringly, with the Last of Us games, the studio gets past all critiques by making violence seem logical. Playing these games, you don't question why the characters kill so often, because the post-apocalyptic setting is a place where people literally eat each other to survive. Sounds like fun, huh? And it really, what is wrong with people? Again, when you're talking about at least 17 million people spent $60 for this? For a post-apocalyptic world where it's logical to eat each other? What is the deal with cannibalism anyway? I mean, there are all kinds of, I think, evil inclinations that people have. Me too. There are things that sometimes I feel impelled to do that, no, shouldn't do that. Okay, but not eating people. This is a temptation I have never felt. Is there somebody out there who is struggling with your inner cannibal? I've never understood the appeal of Hannibal Lecter either. Okay, I'll grant that. This is not a purely aesthetic exercise, says the New York Times. Video game content, meaning physical and downloaded games, generated $35.4 billion in U.S. revenue last year, according to the most recent figures. And for all of that money, you get this? You get to be part of a zombie apocalypse? Between Battles, The Last of Us Part 2 has players explore post-apocalyptic settings, collecting weapons and supplies. It's during these breaks in action, which can last an hour or more. I'm glad people have so much extra time. Which can last an hour or more, depending on how much exploring you decide to do, when The Last of Us Part 2 feels most like the coronavirus era's twisted cousin. As the music chilled out and battle noise quieted, I found myself wandering around the desolate streets, admiring photorealistic scenes of nature reclaiming Seattle. I hope nature reclaims the chomp! That is about time, and nature means, to, in order for nature to reclaim the chomp, for anything to grow there other than fungus, the police have to come back. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, we were talking before about the tendency of basically people, because of one thing that they said or one thing that they did, a career ruined. I mean, it's an amazing thing. But one of the stories, the National Review does a pretty good job. They have a daily counter on the cancel culture. And I didn't know about this, but the chairman of the University of British Columbia Board of Governors resigned on June 20th, 3 days ago, after students discovered that he had pressed like on Twitter for some Twitter posts by President Trump. Okay. Is that... Okay, I will agree. I think some of President Trump's Twitter postings have been pretty awful. But for goodness, and for somebody to lose his job and to lose his entire life's work because he presses that little heart on Twitter for President Trump, and the guy's name, Michael Korenberg, said that I wasn't actually familiar with the fact that people can look at my Twitter account. What an idiot. And I do so regret that I did that. That's what he told the student newspaper. He resigned anyway. And here's his statement on his resignation. This is like Arthur Kessler's Darkness at Noon. This is like the communist purge trials. It's awful. Over the past 2 weeks, some article statements that I liked on Twitter supported regressive voices and took aim at thousands of brave individuals who are standing up against racism, discrimination, and hatred. To be clear, I support Black Lives Matter, and I support deracialization of our educational institutions and our country. But I accept that in liking these social media posts, I damaged what I support, and that I badly help people. I hurt people. That I badly hurt people. Today I step down as chairman of the board of the governors of University of British Columbia. This is Canada. I owe all students, faculty and staff, and all those who stand against all forms of discrimination, an apology. I do so with all my heart. OMG. First of all, he talks about the deracialization of our educational institutions. That's a worthy goal. But what we are going through, folks, isn't it obvious, is the racialization of everything. Deracialization means giving less emphasis to somebody's race. You know who's in trouble on this front right now? Giving emphasis above all to race, particularly if you're a person of color? AOC! That's right. This is clip 14, Jeremy. AOC, in an interview, I was asked about how to beat racism. She's on the ballot today in New York. Listen to what she says.
And now that you talk about race, what do you think the Latinx community should do to stop racism among them and among other races?
Yeah, well, the first thing that's so important is for us to talk about racism within our community and how we fit both how we are both impacted by racism in the United States and across the world, but also how it exists within our own communities. And, you know, a lot of times I'll hear people say, okay, this is about Black Lives Matter. What about Latinos? And I always say, Latinos are Black. we are Afro-Latina, and we run an entire racial spectrum. And so we have to have conversations around colorism, and we have to have conversations about the African and indigenous roots from which we come and how that's reflected in systems of power, wealth inequality, and frankly, our political system.
Okay, Latinos are Black. And she's gotten a tremendous amount of blowback on this. There's a guy named Ruben D. Sanchez who tweeted at AOC, "Don't you dare use our brown skin to co-opt the Black experience in America as far as their contributions to our nation's development and culture. Just because we aren't white doesn't mean that we are to cling to Black America's unique history." Okay, she had previously denied that she was Black. And I'm sorry, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is clearly of primarily European origin. Okay, I don't know, I haven't seen if she has taken a DNA test like Senator Elizabeth Warren. But how ridiculous this is that this is even a conversation right now. And the idea that this is going to help anyone in America. I mentioned yesterday the fine job that the Wall Street Journal did in writing about George Floyd's life before its tragic end and completely reprehensible end. And this is, there's no defense for Officer Chauvin that I know about. I certainly don't expect that there's any defense for his evil deed. Having said that, George Floyd's life was difficult. And that this should really be talking about what kind of changes here are we talking about that might have helped him earlier in life, not just in his encounters with police. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is another victim, this is not a prominent victim. It's not somebody who's like a president of a chairman of the board of directors of a major university in Canada who has to resign because he liked some tweets by President Trump. There's a capital crime. The 11 Worth Cafe in Omaha, Nebraska. Okay, not exactly a hotbed of political correctness is Omaha. My roommate freshman year, a guy I'm still friends with, is from Omaha. And the 11 Worth Cafe in Omaha, Nebraska shut down its doors after 44 years of operation following 2 days of protests outside the restaurant where customers could not really get into the restaurant. The protesters started against the cafe after the owner's son made Facebook posts calling for more force against rioters at George Floyd demonstrations. One post criticized those who mass punish white people. Protesters were also incensed that there is a dish that is served at the restaurant called... Okay, you might want to cover your ears on this. Are you ready? They serve a dish called the Robert E. Lee. Here's the statement from the family that closed the cafe after 44 years. And obviously there are people who are out of jobs, and it's one more business down in a time when businesses, particularly cafes, are having a hard enough time. Our customers and staff are of the utmost importance to our family. The verbal abuse, the taunting, having to be escorted to and from their cars by police and security officers for their safety for 2 straight days of demonstrations against our cafe was more than we could watch them endure. We've had numerous threats to all of our family members via social media and 2 incidents at 2 of our family homes where the police had to be called. So what is going on here? What is going on here? There's another, and let's just play a little bit of this. CBS, in a major network, right? About as American mainstream an establishment as you can get. The Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS, tapped a teen poet to read excerpts from James Baldwin. And this was illustrated with images of modern-day protests and people holding up signs that say, please stop killing us. The whole idea is that nothing has changed in regards to race in America in the last 60 years. It's just as bad as it was in the era of Bull Connor and Jim Crow and the fire hoses and the church bombings in Birmingham. Here is what that teen poet sounded like reading James Baldwin, a great black writer from 50 years ago. Listen.
Baldwin's iconic essays and novels explore race, justice, and power in America, most notably during the Civil Rights era. We asked 18-year-old poet Cleon Patrick to narrate some of Baldwin's work.
The brutality with which Negroes are treated in this country simply cannot be overstated, however unwilling white men may be to hear it. In the beginning, and neither can this be overstated, a Negro just cannot believe that white people are treating him as they do. He does not know what he has done to Mary.
Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Leave the area or you will be subject to use of force.
And in fact, the truth about the black man as a historical entity and as a human being has been hidden from him, deliberately and cruelly. The power of the white world is threatened whenever a black man refuses to accept the white world's definitions, so every attempt is made to cut that black man down. Not only was made yesterday, but is made today.
I'm in pain! But damn it, I'm gonna keep on coming out here! I'm gonna keep on saying
okay, there's a theme here, and maybe you're picking it up, which is that this whole idea, and this goes to the video game we're talking about, it goes to the canceling of various people. None of this will help. In other words, no one can pretend or should pretend that racism doesn't exist. But the idea that it hasn't changed since the 1960s, that CBS goes to this rereading of James Baldwin, as if this is the reality today, how does that kind of thing help all the George Floyds of this world? How does it help anyone? Those people who are forced to close their cafe because I don't know what the dish was that they called the Robert E. Lee. And frankly, I don't care. This is a family business. They're forced to close down for something that the owner's son said on Facebook. This is out of control. And it is going to damage profoundly race relations in this country, not improve them. Do you remember? It wasn't that long ago. In January of... It was in November of 2008. Barack Obama came out to Grant Park. There were hundreds of thousands of people. This is in Chicago, where the crime had gone down at that time. And Barack Obama came out with Michelle, and it was celebrated, and there was an amazing feeling. I spoke to John McCain about that because I was with him that night. And Senator McCain was moved by it. He lost, and lost with dignity in that campaign. But hope, aspiration, love of country, that all works. Okay, I want to go back to what I was describing before about my wife and I and are looking at the sunset and then going into this beautiful home that had been built by somebody who came to America broken, with much of his family killed. He'd come out of the European Inferno. And he wouldn't be helped by everyone saying, oh, you're going to be hated everywhere. People are going to grind you down everywhere. No, he worked. And he ended up building a home for his family and now for a new generation with his own hands. They lived there in that one home for 47 years. That's exactly how long they lived there. And you know what? That's a beautiful thing. That's an American story. And there are all kinds of American stories about heroic black people, particularly that generation right out of slavery, which is an unimaginable challenge. Those stories are worth telling. They're worth celebrating. They're worth emulating. And the idea of perpetual victimhood, these stories are not going to change, quote, white people. And the point is that white people do not control, must not control, cannot control black people. One of the messages from the greatest black leaders, beginning with Frederick Douglass and going through W.E.B. Du Bois, and that's how I pronounce his name, and including Booker T. Washington and Martin Luther King, the most important message is, yes, you need to stop the repression. Yes, you need to affirm our rights under the American Constitution, which, by the way, Martin Luther King cherished. Yes, you have to affirm all of that and achieve all of that and stop the radically unequal treatment, but ultimately progress, success, happiness, all of the joys of life, of watching a sunset on a beautiful spring day, maybe it's early summer already day, that all of that is up to you. And the idea that you are going to somehow achieve more by making other people feel guilty, all that the rioters have achieved so far, the people who want to tear things down and destroy things and smash things, is destruction. We ought to enshrine and emphasize and reward construction. It seems to me a very, very obvious question that ought to be asked about any efforts that are tried. I'll talk about constructive efforts. Senator Tim Scott, black senator from South Carolina, has worked hard on a justice bill. It deserves support. Will the Democrats let it through? We will get to that and to much more. What happens if the cops just say, we've had enough? Let's talk about that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.